Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. The Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and longtime New York Times columnist Anthony Lewis has died in his Cambridge home after a struggle with Parkinson's disease. Lewis was 85. His death was confirmed by his wife, Margaret Marshall, the former Chief Justice of the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court.
Lewis is best known for his coverage of the U.S. Supreme Court, a body of work that transformed legal journalism in America. Here he is speaking with On Point's Tom Ashbrook in 2008 after the publication of Lewis's book, Freedom for the Thought That We Hate, a biography of the First Amendment.
To a startling degree, in the latter part of the 20th century, the Supreme Court justices were agreed on the importance of free speech and an open society. It wasn't a case of dissenters. Great dissents were earlier, and then that changed. And we now have a situation in which most judges and most people accept the ideal of an open society.
Well, joining us now to talk more about the life and career of Anthony Lewis is Alex Jones. He's the director of the Shorenstein Center on the Press, Politics, and Public Policy at Harvard University and a former colleague of Anthony Lewis's. Alex Jones, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
It's sad to have you on a day where such a great journalist has passed, but let's talk a little bit about what made Anthony Lewis such an amazing figure in American journalism. How specifically did his reporting transform our understanding of the law and the Supreme Court?
Well, Tony Lewis, you know, came from the ranks of journalists who were recognized early on as having great potential. He came to Harvard as a Nieman Fellow, and he used that year as a Nieman Fellow essentially to have his first year of law school. He became a lawyer himself, and he really wanted to inform his reportage with a real level of knowledge and expertise that was at that time unparalleled. I don't think anyone covering the things that he was covering from a legal perspective had the kind of background that he then came to have. He never practiced law, as far as I know. He did it because he wanted to be the authoritative journalist, recognizing that the law, especially in the 60s and 70s and the civil rights era, the law was the sort of precursor to where our society was going.
Right.
Tony Lewis really understood that.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Jones, but in my mind, it seems as if he really created the gold standard of what we just presume will be intelligent court reporting today, this idea of bringing context and analysis into how decisions will have an effect on the lives of, you know, your average American. And yet, at that time in the 60s, this was pretty revolutionary.
Well, there was nothing like it. There was no one like Tony. And I think the thing that established him at that time in his career, and he's had a very long career. He was at the New York Times for, you know, many, many years as a reporter, as an editor, as a columnist, and then he wrote when he left the New York Times for the New York Review of Books frequently. He worked until the week he died. I mean, he was that kind of a man. But the thing that I think is important to also bear in mind, you're quite right about how he revolutionized coverage of courts and law. But the thing that he became as he grew older and became a kind of iconic figure in journalism was a moral authority. Mm-hmm. He looked at the world not just through the legal mind that he had, but through the moral sense that he had, from having lived through this and also having a very strong sense of right and wrong himself. And he became really one of the genuine, outspoken, true voices on right and wrong in a journalistic context, in a political context, for that matter.
It only makes you wonder how he might have covered the cases that the Supreme Court's going to be hearing starting tomorrow and Wednesday.
Well, I'm sure that, especially given Margie Marshall's role in the sex marriage, you know, the gay marriage issue, he would have been a very interesting thing to see. I think that Tony was someone who loved journalism. He loved his family, he loved Martha's Vineyard, and he loved journalism. And I think they were all sort of equal power and importance to him. But journalism never ceased to be a central part of his life. And he never stopped being relevant to the conversation in terms of journalism.
Well, if on that point, in the last minute or so that we have, he also was a champion and very outspoken about the First Amendment. I mean, you're speaking about journalism, and yet he sometimes held positions on the First Amendment that weren't necessarily in line with the popular press.
Well, he had his own views, and he and I differed in some respects. He was more optimistic about the First Amendment and its secure future than I was at some times. But, you know, I think that he believed sincerely in his heart that the United States is a culture and a country. It's relative to that clip you played, where the values of free speech are embedded deeply. I hope he was right about that. I've never wanted to see that tested more than we had it after 9/11. I think that the reality, and he knew this very well, is that the Supreme Court decides what is free speech and what is not. And I think that the reality of the history of the First Amendment, as described in his excellent book, is that it's always been political. And the way we think about the First Amendment freedoms now and secure freedoms now have not been there for, you know, very relatively speaking during our history. You know, you could go to jail for opposing World War One. That's something that people take for granted now. Well, taking things for granted, I think, is never smart. And I don't think Tony took it for granted, but he was optimistic.
Alex Jones is the director of the Shorenstein Center on the Press, Politics, and Public Policy at Harvard University. He joins us today to remember the great Anthony Lewis, longtime New York Times columnist who died this morning at home in Cambridge at the age of 85. Mr. Jones, thank you so much for your time today.
Glad to be with you.
Coming up, more on the decline of men. A new study asks why women are outperforming men in education and the workplace. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.